Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, food trucks. Lunchtime options in downtown Anchorage have long been dominated by traditional brick-and-mortar restaurants. But now, hungry downtown diners will have some new options near the Park Strip at a space that's been converted into a food truck forum for the newly minted K Street Eats. APRN's Josh Edge checked out the trucks and, of course, the food.
I'm going to have the chimichurri steak tacos, please.
Awesome. And what kind of salsa would you like to do that? We get a little side of a...
Blythe Campbell is one of the first customers on the inaugural day of K Street Eats, and she's chosen tacos from the food truck Tasty Traveler. The truck is a member of the Mobile Junction, angling to be a new lunchtime hangout in downtown Anchorage. The space was a makeshift overflow parking lot, but has since been covered with a large canopy tent, picnic tables, and, of course, food trucks, adorned with colorful handwritten signs with the day's menu. Darren Hike is the owner, operator, and organizer of K Street Eats.
Today we got some cupcakes, some hot sauces, hot sauce truck that has all sorts of stuff, some tacos, some pour-over coffee, some waffles. That's what I'm having today for lunch, by the way.
The space can accommodate up to 15 food trucks and carts, and Darren says the vendor lineup will change daily. He has been organizing food truck carnivals in Anchorage for about 4 years, and he says business is booming.
Some of these trucks are actually trucks that were at the beginning. That blue one right there used to be Urban Bamboo. That white and blue one right there used to be Tears from Heaven. It was a cupcake truck. You know, it's just kind of weird to see that go down in the 4 years. But there's been 50 businesses I've had on record so far, and I already know of at least 25 more that are opening this year.
And he says most of those new ones are opening specifically to come to K Street Eats. I venture back over to the Tasty Traveler, where Blythe Campbell is waiting for her tacos. She works downtown for the Nana Regional Corporation and is excited for the new lunch options, especially as Anchorage warms up.
Now that it's a little springier, you know, we get out and sometimes we'll walk to Nusagaya or we'll walk downtown, but most of the time you just get in your car. And so this is really fun to have the food trucks so close by.
Blythe gets her food and walks back to her office to eat, but I get a glimpse of her chimichurri steak tacos, and they look delicious, so I order a couple of my own. Jim Atkinson, his co-owner and sous chef, are maneuvering the tight confines of the truck in the narrow walkway lined with sinks, counters, cutting boards, and cooktops.
You definitely got to know the people around you and make sure they're okay with you leaning on them or touching you or you bumping them out of the way, so it's definitely very personal.
Jim walks me through the makings of his chimichurri taco.
We grill the steak to order, and it's going to be served on top of a little guacamole, sweet cabbage slaw, and then we slice the steak, layer it on top of that with pico de gallo cotija cheese and a little more of the chimichurri.
Once the tacos are all put together, I head outside to chow down on my meal, complete with homemade chips and salsa. I sit down at a picnic table with Ryan Deal. He's a fellow taco truck customer and works for the Alaska Railroad downtown. He opted for the Tasty Traveler's Tyrito.
It's very refreshing, kind of a nice curry blend and meat, and it's excellent.
But would he order it again?
I gotta try one of everything first, but yeah, I would have it again.
That's good news for Jim Atkinson, Tasty Traveler's owner. Prior to his days in the mobile kitchen, Jim spent his time cooking at successful downtown staples like Orso's, Glacier Brewhouse, and Saks Cafe. But he says food trucks offer a perk seldom found in traditional kitchens.
You get to meet your customers that are coming to the food truck or in a restaurant. You're hidden behind walls, and this way you can just really talk to people and tell them about what you're preparing and, you know, just get more of a social interaction.
It's a concept I certainly appreciate as I complete my gastronomic quest with one final social interaction.
I guess just to finish off here, I gotta try the chocolate bacon cupcake.
Right. Chocolate bacon?
Yes, please.
For AK, I'm Josh Edge.